that was our way of, you know, people want to buy from people. I'm a local business guy. I'm not buying from a faceless brand. I'm buying from Matt. He's the owner over there and he knows my name.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Local Marketing Lab, where you get real-world insights from industry pros to help you drive local revenue and local growth. This podcast is brought to you by Evocalize, digital marketing tools powered by local data that automatically work where and when your locations need it most. Learn more at evocalize.com. Well, what's up and welcome to the Local Marketing Lab. Today we have a really cool guest. I've known him for a while. He's an ex-operator turned tech founder. He spent close to a decade as an award-winning Jimmy John's franchisee. He's a huge Iowa Hawkeyes fan, an avid woodworker, and even makes his own maple syrup. CEO and co-founder of Clear Cogs, Matt Wampler. Welcome to the lab, my friend.
Justin, thanks for having me.
You bet. Yeah, it's super exciting to have you on. I know we've had different conversations back and forth, and we attend a LinkedIn Live group with Sean Walshef pretty often, so it's always fun, you know, hearing your perspectives on things. So this was an exciting one for me.
I've been looking forward to it.
Well, awesome. Well, before we dive in, why don't you tell us just a little bit about maybe your background and what Clear Cogs does?
Yeah, so look, Clear Cogs at the end of the day is here to make your life simpler. We go tap into all that data you're probably not using in your POS, your back of house system, and synthesize it down into the answers you need each day. How much to have prepared, what your prep levels look like, staffing. I mean, ultimately, our job is to provide you a cheat sheet with the numbers you need to run more smoothly and more profitably.
Very cool. And why did, like, how did you get into this path? You started off as a franchisee, and what was kind of the jump from operator to tech founder?
Yeah, so look, I give Jimmy John's a ton of credit. You know, I knew nothing about restaurants when I first started out, and they gave me a playbook that I followed, and all I had to do was execute, and I was successful. Now, at the end of the day, there were some things that weren't in that playbook that, you know, certainly caused me some pain. Things like, it's 2 hours prior to close. Do I have enough bread or do I need to bake more? I mean, those are things that, you know, my staff would be sticking their head out the door and looking to see, like, is it nice out? What's the customer traffic look like? Maybe go look at sales last night. And they just guess. And, you know, we wasted a lot of bread. And so we basically said, hey, you know, I think there's a real opportunity to be able to help answer these granular level decisions and be able to provide an even better playbook, an improved one, a modern day playbook. And so that was really the motivation for starting Clear Cogs.
Oh, that's very cool. I mean, it makes total sense. You recognize the pain point and moved on it quickly, which is how a lot of successful businesses start. Let me ask you this though, like, apparently you'd won some pretty significant roles. You had the awards over at Jimmy John's. You had the highest comp and the highest sales increase throughout the whole chain. Like, what were you doing differently? I mean, your guys are peeking the heads out the doors, but like, what else were you doing differently, do you think, to put yourself in a position to win those?
Yeah, well, first off, half the credit should just go to the fact that Jimmy John's gave me a great playbook.
Right.
And then I think another 40% of the credit goes to the fact that the guy that owned the place before me was doing such a horrific job that they kept the numbers down. So those two things I had working in my favor. But, you know, the number one thing we did, and, you know, not to come on the marketing podcast and throw, you know, shade towards marketing, is we cut off all marketing, like literally cut it all off and just said, all we're going to do is focus on execution. So if I can invest more in staffing and bring on more drivers, like, our goal was every customer should get their order in under 5 minutes. Like, how much would that freak you out if you ordered delivery and 4 minutes and 30 seconds later, there was a guy at your door with your order ready to go? And that really is what drove the increase. It was like, you know, it was almost, we're freaking people out.
You know, in all fairness, it's not necessarily, I don't see it as throwing shade, because I talk about all the time, you can't throw good money after bad. You could spend money on marketing all day, and if it's a crummy experience, you know, a crummy execution, it's not, the dollars aren't going to do you any good. Right.
Hey, bottom line, execution matters.
100%. Create a solid guest experience. Make sure you're tuned into your audience. You're listening to them, what they're saying, you know, making the improvements where it counts. And then you start driving the traffic with the marketing.
Amen.
Did you find that through your increased experience that you were providing that you were getting like better reviews or more reviews, or there was something that was driving more people there, or was it return customers?
It was return customers. I don't think our reviews were ever good. I feel like at least back in 2010, everyone pretty much just did reviews when things were bad. So,
Yeah, it makes total sense. So if you had to make some suggestions to folks that are listening today that might be struggling with their marketing, you know, what would you suggest that they could do today or maybe implement sometime this week to start turning that around for them?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, people buy from people. I mean, one of the things we would do at Jimmy John's is, you know, we do sampling, go cut sandwiches into thirds, wrap them individually. And then I, Matt Wampler, would go show up to the local law office and, you know, introduce myself. I'm Matt. I own the local Jimmy John's, you know, wanted to bring you some free food. I mean, that was our way of, you know, people want to buy from people. I'm a local business guy. I'm not buying from a faceless brand. I'm buying from Matt. He's the owner over there and he knows my name. Mm. And I think that, you know, something that we didn't do back then that I wish I had is social media now makes that so much easier, you know, to do. Like Sean always says, you know, don't hide behind your brand. You know, don't be Jimmy John's, be Matt Wampler, you know, the owner of your local Jimmy John's, and share it with the world.
Yeah, you're right. People buy from people. You know, you make those build those relationships and solidify them in your community. And, you know, we had a guest, Eric Knott was on, CEO of PDQ, a few episodes back. And he talked a lot about being the mayor in your community and just getting out there as much as possible and establishing as many relationships as you can and supporting the community whenever you can. And it all comes back around when there's a time that you might be in need and you might be support. You might need to help, you know, have more traffic coming through your doors.
Well, and let me say this, it's something that we're trying to do over at ClearCox as well. So Our Toast launch, for example. So you go on Toast, you can download ClearCox. It's free. We've got a free plan for you. You know, when they're doing that, we're making them part of our community. We're taking them on a journey. Sure, they're going to get these great reports that I think are pretty awesome, but it's not just that, right? They're going on a journey with us as we walk into this new era of AI. We want to build that in public with them and not just be a faceless brand, but build community around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of really good examples of that working out really well. If you look at like Nabil from Lunchbox or Ashwin from Juicer, like those guys are they're building in public, you know, and they're creating a lot of really solid relationships and getting people to know them as individuals. And that's why they see the impressive growth that they have on the tech side.
Be the mayor.
That's right. Be the mayor. Yeah, it applies to any community that you're involved in, whether you're B2B or B2C. Like, if you're the mayor, get people to love you and want to see you succeed, and they'll do what they can to help lift your ship as well.
And then the challenging part, how to be a good mayor.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to be the Burgermeister Meister Burger. But that could almost segue into the next topic, but I don't want to get there yet into your woodworking. Because for those who don't know from the Santa Claus is Coming to Town stop motion, that's the reference. But, you know, before we jump into that, I do want to ask you, Matt, like, are there things that you've seen maybe out in the wild or some of your clients doing that you think are really successful or cool things that you think are driving impact to their business from a marketing perspective?
Yeah. Yeah, I really, the building in public thing, I just think is just so important. You know, I watch, you know, Sean always preach it. And then, you know, people like Charlie Eblen at Singletree, you know, going out and living it. Ashwin on the, you know, Juicer side for tech companies, you know, going out there and representing it. Or even like Andrew Simmons from Mama Ramona's, you know, Talk about a guy who's building in public and sharing all of the painful things that are going on. You know, I think I take a lot of inspiration from that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's good content too. Like even like if you look at your LinkedIn feed, like there's a lot of noise, like sterile kind of content, like PDFs or whatever. But the content that I find gets the most engagement is when people are building in public. When you have someone like Paul Tran out there and he's showing, you know, all the behind the scenes, or like I just saw a post from Sean the other day, did the same thing. He walked into a blank canvas, you know, empty, gutted out location that they were designing, you know, where the kitchen was going to go in the facility. And it's like those stories that you tell are what drive loyalty. Like if you think of a solid experience that you have with a brand, it typically comes with a story that's associated with it as to why you like it.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at it. I mean, I think that the industry's been oversaturated with this glossy, overproduced, pitchy marketing stuff. Mm-hmm. And like 10 years ago, it was Chick-fil-A was parachuting cows onto the football stadium, right? Like now it's real people telling real stories about their local community and what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, it's, and that's what cuts through the noise. That's what resonates.
Yeah, 100%. It's cool. What social media does, it helps you to test new things. Like there's so many different, you know, types of content, whether it's written word or, you know, with blog posts or whatever, you're making videos, you're putting pictures up and telling a story that goes along with it. Like there's so many different things that you can test and try. I was listening to Gary Vee's show the other day and he was giving tons of different examples. And what's cool about it is it's free. Your audience that you have that's on there is likely engaged, you know, if you're active and you're driving content, and it gives you the ability to test into further what resonates with that audience. And then you can grow and scale from there. But if you're not out there even creating content or doing anything, you're not trying, you're going to get passed up. You got to get on social and be active.
Well, and you would be able to speak to this pretty good. I mean, it feels like as brands have gone more and more global, you know, their individual locations, mm-hmm. you know, are still very much local. And, you know, the demand and the way that customers react to marketing, you know, is different in every location. I'd love to hear you speak to that.
I mean, it is kind of what we do, which is, I mean, I appreciate it. I typically don't talk too much about product, but I will just say, like, at the end of the day, like, from a local marketing perspective, there are many different things that happen in your area that can affect the marketing that you should be doing. Local high school wins a game, for example. If you just had a cold snap and it's cold outside and you want to launch a promo for 20% off coffee or hot chocolate or free drink, whatever it might be, like there's things that happen around your specific location that you should be taking advantage of and driving marketing based on those things. It's all data. And if you can take those different data components and dump them into, you know, an automation platform like ours, you can drive marketing to drive traffic when those local things are happening. And the other piece is like each location has its own, yes, they have the brand typically that they need to comply with from a corporate perspective, but they have their own personality. Like if you go into a location, you know, in the West Coast versus a location in the East Coast of the same business, like you're likely going to get, you know, a similar experience, but a unique personality to that location. And that's what the local businesses need to take care, or, you know, take advantage of.
You know, it's just funny watching the pendulum swing. You know, 40 years ago, it was all local and then it moved to these giant brands. And now all of a sudden with technology, it just is almost swung back to the hyper local. We have all this data, we can do something with it. I mean, I always sit there and look at your company and think, you know, Vocalize is doing an incredible job of driving all of this demand to your store. But, you know, if they're not ready to execute on it, you know, at the end of the day, it's worthless or even counterproductive. And, you know, I think that's really where ClearCogs comes in. You know, how do we take all of that data, you know, the hundreds of millions of data points that we look at every day, including your marketing, mm-hmm. to make sure that your team is set up for success so that when you launch that limited time offering with El Pastor, like you have the right amount of El Pastor at mm-hmm. each individual location so that you're serving, you know, you're delivering on those marketing promises.
Yeah, 100%. Or if you have too much El Pastor, it's going to go bad.
You don't want to do that. Start getting it right. Gotta manage those colleagues at the end of the day.
That's right. Awesome. Well, hey, you know, I teed up the woodworking piece and the Santa Claus.
I'm so excited.
I don't know that you should be. All I know is like when I take it we grew up at the same time, you know, and TV for us was like when a show came on TV, it was like you knew the time it was coming on, didn't have DVR. You sat down and you knew that if you were watching, you know, what's it called? Home Improvement. You knew that you were gonna see some good solid comedy. And I thought, like, growing up, my dad was a building contractor. I also do woodworking quite a bit. And the first thing that came to my mind of like the character you probably would never want to be associated with was Al Borland. And I thought if I could turn Matt into Al Borland.
That's great. I'll have to start doing infomercials.
Oh man, I was just thinking through like how funny he was because he's kind of adult. Like he would like shoot sheets of plywood across the studio or whatever. I don't know. Anyways,
it's Cogs time with Matt Wong.
That's right, Cogs time. I should have put that up there. Maybe next time.
I gotta tell you, I think this is one of the coolest things that anybody's doing in marketing. Leave it up to the marketing people to come up with, you know, these great marketing ideas.
But I tell you what, it is a lot of fun. It actually, from being in marketing, typically marketers are creatives, you know, and so too often you have to create content and stuff. That's like, sometimes you do have to do the one pager to the PDFs and the stuff that's just not as fun. But this is so fun creating these images for people. And sometimes they're hit or miss. But, you know, I always have fun doing them. There have been some where I've done them late at night and I'm just laughing out loud because it's like slap happy time, you know. But
So this was actually a huge inspiration for us. So we actually took this idea and said, all right, we love this. How can we use that exact same idea for our customers? And ultimately, we came up with this, you know, idea of like, okay, you know, we're in the forecasting, quantification. How do we not just send people data, but mm-hmm. how do we turn that data into something visual? So, you know, all of our Toast customers, when they sign up, even for the free plan, they get sent over to a platform with all of these AI-generated images to help show how much they, you know, help visualize what they've sold and the scale of their operation.
Oh, very. So like the pile of bacon or a pile of fries, like that fills the room.
Yeah, it's exactly right. We started doing some prototypes, but we're automating the whole thing. It's going to be kind of thank you for the inspiration.
Oh, I mean, I'm one of many, but I appreciate it. That is really cool idea though. How fun.
Has anybody showed up to the show and had a AI gym image generated of you yet?
No.
I should have done that. I should have shown up with one. Be like, you know what? I've got something for you. In fact,
let's be a clown.
By the time this airs, I'm sending you over an AI generated image.
Perfect. I thought of doing one of myself and just have it being the most boring drab just picture. Maybe even just me taking a picture of myself. Because it's kind of like, it's one of those things like, yeah, it's really fun to do for everybody else. But it's like, I don't want to go around like creating my own. It just seems tacky.
Well, you don't have to. We're going to have one over to you. You can release it along with the episode.
Oh, perfect. That'll be great. Well, hey, who do you think is doing a super good job in terms of marketing that you want to give a shout out to so that folks can go look to them for inspiration?
Well, it feels bad to just throw out Chipotle, or not Chipotle, Chick-fil-A. I mean, I love Chick-fil-A's marketing, but they've got enough publicity as it is.
Yeah.
No, look, Sean over Cali Barbecue, I think, has created one of the best communities out there and is really stayed kind of relevant and on the cutting edge of what it is that people want to see today. Mm-hmm. So I highly, highly recommend, you know, going following him. you know, and trying to join that community. And again, you know, I still go back to all those people building in public, you know, the Ashwins and, you know, Andrew Simmons, you know, I think that like that is it's not the Chick-fil-A, but man, it's almost the real version of that.
Yeah, no, those are really good suggestions. I do love what Sean does. I talk about it on the show all the time. And no matter what level you are, and if you're an operator or you're from corporate, you know, you could attend his weekly calls that he does on LinkedIn, and digital hospitality is what they're called. And they're gold. It's just a bunch of people coming on like you and I, and we talk about the things that we're dealing with or talk about various topics. It's a really good community to be part of, for sure.
And it's always just a nice reminder of some of the things you probably should be doing that you're not.
100%. Well, awesome. Matt, how should folks follow you, follow your brand?
Well, for all those restaurants on Toast, go right over to the marketplace, enable ClearCogs, come along this journey with us. And, you know, for everybody else, you know, follow us on LinkedIn, you know, stay up to date, see us building in public. And, you know, you can always go to clearcogs.com, set up a meeting. We love talking with restaurants. You know, how do we navigate this new era of AI? We want to be there with you and take you through it.
Very cool. Well, awesome. Yeah, I would say for sure, follow Matt. He's got some great content. Obviously, with the number of followers you have, you're not producing garbage. So you put some good stuff out there.
I think I'm more on the quantity over quality side of things. I'm not sure my content is always the best.
Well, people like the quantity then, because it's working.
Yeah, downside of building in public.
That's right. Well, awesome. Thanks again for joining us in the lab, Matt. It was a ton of fun having you on.
Justin, you're the man. Thank you.
You're right. I am. You're welcome. As always, thanks for joining us in the Local Marketing Lab. This podcast is brought to you by Evocalize. To learn how Evocalize can help you grow your business, visit evocalize.com. If you learned something new from today's episode, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook at Evocalize. That's EVOCALIZE. And on X at Evocalize Inc. And remember, keep innovating and trying new things. You never know what's going to connect with your audience until you try. And until next time, thanks for listening.